have caught up indeed with John Deary, and as we welcome John, I think most of us, or a lot of us, would anyway want to acknowledge the massive support and contribution that you, John Deary, have had on my program, and well, indeed over 20 years was our program, my co-host John Deary. You're very welcome, John. How are you?
Adrian, it's always wonderful to talk with you, and thanks so much.
John, let's, before we talk about, you know, the Irish presidential forum, the significance of having the most prominent, probably best known member of the Trump administration shifting to the position that you, as founder of the Irish American Presidential Forum, would have, you know, would have wanted in terms of bringing the tremendous significance of needing an envoy. Music to the ears to have Mick Mulvaney heading for Northern Ireland as envoy. What's your reaction?
Well, there's no doubt that the whole concept of American involvement in the search for peace in Northern Ireland, and through that, the appointment of that special envoy, has been one of the goals that many of us, really going back to the early 1980s, actually,
right,
have been advocating. And since there has not been a special envoy since former Senator Gary Hart concluded his work as such in 2017. So we've had 3 years, essentially, without an envoy. And so the news last night of the appointment of Mick Mulvaney is very encouraging. It's very positive. As a matter of fact, in reference to the forum, one of the six agenda items was for the appointment or reappointment at the time that we put the agenda together of a special envoy, since we did not have one. And so the appointment is important. As you indicated, there have been some very, very excellent special envoys over the years, going back, of course, to former Senator George Mitchell and all that he has been acknowledged for in terms of in the late 1990s, ultimately culminating in the Good Friday Agreement. So we've had excellent envoys, and it's interesting that Mick Mulvaney is he comes there with what would be perceived to be close relationships with the president, which, of course, is extremely important. And it's been reported, and I guess we'll have to wait and see how time develops. But basically, it's been said that he is very knowledgeable with regard to Irish issues. I've seen that reported a couple of times this morning.
Yeah.
What that actually means, we'll eventually find out. But on balance, a very, very positive development for Irish and Irish Americans.
I think also as well to point out that generally when President Trump indeed decides that his appointment, for whatever reason, has come to sometimes a very abrupt end, that in fact it can be said, and we know for sure that for several months Mick Mulvaney wanted this position, and it wasn't just as you know, as a better than nothing job, but rather his interest in Northern Ireland, his numerous visits to not just Northern Ireland, but again to the powers that be throughout the island of Ireland, indeed did lead the way for something. Now, it's one thing to be appointed as an envoy. It's something much more meaningful if you really want the job. And he's made it very plain, indeed, and publicly, that this is what he wanted to do.
Well, that I think is so true, Adrian. Mulvaney has some remarkable experience. There's been some positive and negative comments about his work as the acting chief of staff for President Trump, but that's irrelevant within the context that he has experienced very complex issues. He has presumably been involved in dialogue, plus and minus, of different factions on these issues just by simply being in that position. So one would assume that if he brings the enthusiasm and the desire for this position that has been reported, and he also brings with it the experience. He was a congressman, as we all know. He has handled the positions that he's had also as the management and budget position that he was also a chairman of. So he's got some very significant credentials. And most importantly, he brings the American prestige with, as I've said 1,000 times, two of our very closest friends who directly have had only limited success in moving essentially the peace process forward, namely Great Britain and Ireland. So that notion of bringing American involvement and bringing it through someone that has not only governmental experience, but has that liaison relationship to the president, those are very, very positive dimensions to this appointment.
Agree. John, let's talk about the very poignant and, again, necessary scheduling of the Irish-American Presidential Forum 1, which indeed you founded back in 1984. All candidates very early in this political season received advance notice in the form of a questionnaire as to where they stood on Ireland, on Irish issues. Granted that the candidates now, and particularly on the Democratic side, seems to be reduced to two. We have, and you have, indeed, the answers and the knowledge that all the candidates indeed became aware of issues that were very important to Ireland and in particular Irish Americans.
Well, you know, Adrian, you will recall, because the successes that we have had with the forum and ultimately to the 1992 forum, where that fellow named, I think it was Governor Bill Clinton, when he attended and, of course, made the commitment and ultimately executed on it with the appointment of a special envoy and the visa to Gerry Adams. And so all, and believe me, the help that you had done in terms of advancing and promoting the idea of the forum. But I think one of the important elements, and it certainly is true here for the one coming up on April 26th, and that is that rather than saying to presidential candidates, hey, by the way, what are your positions with regard to Ireland? And I would venture to say there isn't a candidate that's running or has ever run that could, of their own volition, tell you what the positions are, because they, to a great extent, don't know what the issues are. But one of the basic ideas is we tell them the 6-point agenda that we want them to respond to, and we will ask them questions. And, of course, as we've mentioned before, you are one of the 6 panelists that will be asking the questions. But the issues that they will be asked about have to do with Brexit, the appointment of an American special envoy, as we've discussed, the U.S.-UK trade arrangement, immigration, the McGuinness principles, and Irish peace and the Good Friday Agreement. Those are the 6 issues, and we have given each of the candidates the background on those issues, what we feel the position is of the Irish-American community. And rather than, you know, throwing up some questions without the candidates knowing what questions are being asked, we will ask the questions, but we have already told them what the six questions will be. I think that's the best way to get good, specific responses from each of the candidates, which we then can evaluate and compare. So that is the process. It will take place, as you mentioned, on April 26th, which is a Sunday. And we're delighted this year that Fordham University has agreed to allow us to hold a forum at the law school, which is near Lincoln Center, basically. It's on West 62nd Street. And might I mention, Adrian, we have had this email, which I'm going to give, which is because of the both security and also the limited seating that an individual that is interested in attending has to write to this email. And the email address, and I'm going to give it slowly, but it's irishforum2020@gmail.com. irishforum2020@gmail.com. And all we need is your name, address, and phone number, and we will then be in touch with the individuals. There's been a tremendous, tremendous request for tickets. The capacity at Fordham Law School is rather extensive, so we're hoping to be able to comply with all of the requests that we've made and welcome individuals to who have an interest to write to us. Again, if I can just mention one more time, Irish Forum 2020@gmail.com.
John, and I know you're on the run, but the Irish American Presidential Forum indeed has, in you know, as we look over the years, has had a response from, and you know, from some very poignant and supporters, such as President Bill Clinton. Also, Senator John McCain, Vice President Al Gore, Governor Jerry Brown, Vice President Walter Mondale, Michael Dukakis, and we could go on, Reverend Jesse Jackson. The forum, finally, will be moderated by, indeed, a great journalist who, indeed, 29-time Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, Mary Murphy. I thought we should get that also across.
We are so delighted that Mary has accepted this, and she's with Channel 11 WPIX and has been a fixture in New York reporting for, as you say, for many decades. She's originally from Queens and on a personal basis an extremely lovely and very, very knowledgeable about Irish affairs, so I think Mary will do just a wonderful job in that moderating role.
John, thank you, and we will again we will publicize and give an opportunity for listeners to this program and beyond for those who would like to attend on April 26th. The John Deary founded Irish American Presidential Forum. So long, John. Thank you.
And great to talk with you. Thanks a million, Adrian. Bye now. Have a good day.
Thank you. Friends, Irish Forum, Forum 2020. Again, that brings you to the website, or in particular, contact number. It's irishforum2020@gmail.com. Now, where